Hello, Udo, and welcome to the This Day in Metal podcast today. And I see you have your son there, Kevin, with you.
Yes, he is.
You just released the album Touchdown in 2023, and now you're finally coming over to Canada and in the States to tour and promote the album. It starts this Friday in New Jersey and continues until October 10th in Columbus, with Canadian stops in Ottawa and Montreal. Now, question, was there a Toronto date and did it get switched over to Ottawa, or do you know about that?
Sorry, say again, please.
Did you have a Toronto date in the schedule and it got changed to Ottawa? Is that correct?
No, originally we had Toronto in there as well, but for some reason the US booking agent informed us that this show cannot happen, so we only play Ottawa and Montreal.
Okay, because yeah, on some sites I'm typing it in and looking for tour dates and I see Toronto, and like, I'm from Toronto, so that's why I was asking about that.
Right.
But yeah, if I can make the trip to Ottawa, I would like to come up and see you guys play. It'd be awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, in terms of the set list, how many songs for the new album are going to be?
Oh, we play 4 songs of the Touchdown album. So, and the rest will be hopefully, I think we made a good mix up of all UDO stuff, you know. So I think the set list will work.
Awesome. Udo, you've been in the business a long time. What keeps you motivated to keep touring? And
what keeps you motivated?
Yeah, I mean, it's still fun for me to do this, you know, and that's the most important thing. I mean, I like to be on stage, play in front of people and see that they enjoy everything. So I'm fine with that. What I said, for me, the most important thing is that I still have fun to do this.
Awesome. I'd like to hear that. Seven, what has it been like working with your father?
Oh, it's great. I mean, we've been doing this for a long time now. I'm in the band next year for 10 years, celebrating my anniversary with the band. And when I originally joined in 2015, of course, we had to see how this will work out as father and son in one band. And I think we became a very, very strong team over the years. And we are not only working on stage live together, we are working very closely in the studio together by now, writing lyrics and creating melodies and stuff like that. And yeah, it's great, and we have fun and we enjoy every minute together being on tour, and it's great.
Awesome. So I hear there's another Udo studio album in the works, and when can we expect to have it?
Oh, there's no plans yet. I mean, I think we have time. We are still on tour with Touchdown, and we have a project planned for next year, which will be the Balls to the Wall 40th anniversary tour under the banner of Dirk Schneider. And we are slowly working on new songs, and we collected some ideas, but there's no fixed schedule when we hit the studio and when we're going to release it. But as the people know, we keep ourselves very busy with releasing new albums, and we definitely won't be away for too long with UDO.
Yes.
Awesome. Udo, do you have any highlights in your career, anything that stands out and it's special meaning to you, or special tour or special memory?
Highlights of my career. I mean, there was many highlights, you know. The first highlight was for me, like, to tour in 81 together with Judas Priest, you know, all over Europe. And it makes us at the band accept it, yeah, really a step forward, you know. I mean, we became really famous in Europe at this time. And then, of course, in 84, we came over to America for the first time with Kiss. That was also something, you know. And then we played, I don't know, nearly with everybody in America, Ozzy Osbourne, Mötley Crüe, Iron Maiden, I cannot really remember everything. And yeah, there was there's so many highlights in my career, you know. And also, you know, like now with UDO, I mean, I was with UDO, the highlight was in 87, I was touring together with Guns N' Roses in America with UDO. So, I mean, to mention only one highlight, not possible. There's many, many highlights.
Too many to say. I can imagine. I probably have lots of stories too. So Seven, what does the band do on your days off? Do you do sightseeing? Do you do a lot of rehearsals or?
Oh, absolutely. When we have the time, we do as much sightseeing as possible and get input and influence by the cities and the countries we are. That's for sure. Everyone is enjoying that a lot. And I'm pretty sure that Peter, as he's American or he's living in America since a long time, he can definitely show us around for many, many things to see. And that's going to be great. So, And other than that, no, we don't do rehearsals on tour on day off. We enjoy the free days that we have, and all the rehearsals are done before a tour. So we go on tour very prepared, and we can enjoy the time seeing whatever is to see.
So is there any particular songs that you both enjoy playing together? Does anything stick out or...
Oh, sure. I mean, there's a lot of songs. I think by now we can say that we enjoy playing the new songs. That's really, really great. For example, Forever Free from Touchdown.
Oh, yeah.
The people really dig it and they sing along with the melody and we are blown away night by night. How people are into that and how they know the song already, even if the album is only 1 year old. So that's really cool to see, and it's a lot of fun to play.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorites to play live is Heart of Gold, for sure. I love that song. It has a great vibe. I think the list goes on and on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, also, it's let's say, a really, really nice ballad, like I Give As Good As I Get, you know. We play this also live. And this is, like, also a song that's really, really good, and the people... Everywhere they like the song very much, you know. So it's just like so many songs, you know, but we'll be playing live, and they are working, of course. Still, we play also songs of the Animal House album, They Want War, and Animal House,
yeah.
So still, they are working, and they're already, I don't know, over
40 years
40
old.
Years old. And this is very interesting, you know, to see that, and then yeah. It's a lot of fun. I mean, still the people want to hear these songs. You know, sometimes we are thinking, come on now, we don't play these songs anymore.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's like you made some classic songs and you have to play them. You know, so that's it.
Awesome. So let me get that. I'm a little confused. Next year you're going on. Or starting in November, you're going on tour in South America. Is it called the Balls to the Wall tour, or what?
Yeah.
What exactly is it?
Yeah, I mean, we like COVID got the plans a little bit confused.
Yes.
But we will start the 40th anniversary Balls to the Wall tour in South America in November 2024, and then we will go on tour with it in Europe at the end of February 2025. Yeah. And we're already working on doing tours here in the States and Japan and Australia and everywhere where we can go with this tour. And that's going to be very special, I guess. We will play the whole album from the first to the very last song, which will be very special for the people. Plus, of course, all the classic Accept songs. And
some surprises,
which we won't tell right now. But we really, really, we are very happy that we got the South American thing going on, because I think this is going to be some crazy, crazy shows in Sao Paulo, Chile, and Argentina. And then we play a festival in Mexico Metal Fest. So we are really looking forward to that, and already the pre-sales for next year, the European tour, are going very, very well and great, and that's going to be something very special for the fans as well, I guess.
That'd be awesome. Hopefully you can make it over to Canada.
Absolutely. We will try. Yeah. We will try. We are already working on it.
I've been a big fan since, 1984, so I love all the songs, and you just keep producing them. Like, it's amazing. Like, it seems like every second year there's a new studio album coming out, and the songs just sound amazing. It's not like, you know, songs that you don't want to listen to and say, but, you know, there's songs you put on and crank them
up. Yeah,
off.
Thank you very much. I think that's also very, very important for you, I think, is to stay relevant and to come up with new ideas and go into the studio with a fresh brain and try new things. I mean, every UDO album is sort of different, but also sticks to the same roots that UDO has. And I think that's why people enjoy it so much, that there's something new to discover on every UDO album.
And one of the songs there got over 1 million views on YouTube. You played with an orchestra or something, is that?
Yeah, I mean, that became another thing when COVID was there, because, I mean, there was obviously no live shows going on. So that's when the project Datok, Dirk Schneider and the Old Gang came together originally to help the musicians and the crew who work for us. And we got that thing together with Stefan Kaufmann, Matthias Diet and Manuela Biebert and
Peter Baltes.
Yeah, and then the idea was there because we worked with the orchestra of the German Armed Forces before, and then we got this song Where the Angels Fly,
yes,
done with the orchestra, and that was very well received by the people. So it's really, really cool to put that into an orchestra scenario, and I mean, there's plenty of stuff that we've been doing over the last couple of years.
Yeah, I love that song. I have it on my iPhone. My phone here, and I crank it up when I'm working out or whatever, so it's good to
awesome good to cool to it.
Udo, what's former Accept member Peter Baltes is now touring with you. How's that been going with it, working with him again? Is that,
I mean, for me it's like he never went away, you know. It's like, yeah, I mean, I don't know, I mean, it's so much fun now to play with Peter again after a long time. And yeah, I mean, he's enjoying it. I am enjoying it. I think the whole band enjoy it, you know. I mean, Peter's feeling very comfortable with everything, you know. It's like, what can I say? It's good to have him back or play together with him after a long, long time. And I'm looking forward for the next UDO album when he's involved in songwriting also, you know. And that can be very interesting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's say it this way.
Okay. And I have a question about Accept. Now, I heard something online that you, the former member Wolf Hoffman, would be open up to the idea of you coming back and doing some touring with them. Would you be open for that possibility? Or
no, I mean, I have no, I hear nothing about this. Maybe he was mentioned something on interviews, but I never ever have any offers to do this, you know. I mean, I don't want to do this.
Right. Awesome. So tell me, how do fans connect with the band? I think it's udoonline.com. Is there a hashtag in the middle, or
no, you go to udo-online.de and you will find all the tour dates there, and you will find our merch shop there and all the news and all that stuff, everything in regards to the band. You can also find us on the social medias, of course, on Instagram under UDO Official, and you find us on Facebook, and you will find all the tour dates and the relevant links to get tickets. VIP tickets are available for that tour as well, so we definitely want to meet the fans and can't wait to do that and start the tour on Friday.
Awesome. So thanks for coming on the show today. I really appreciate it, and like I said, come out and support this band, because you play amazing music, and I've been listening to like 40 years. So
thank you very much.
I hope you never stop, because I love the music.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Take care, guys.
You too.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.